It's Friday, July 12th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. There's a big stink over who is responsible for taking out the trash along Rice Lake's Main Street. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair names their first ever master showman. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation aims to reduce reckless driving and watch out for back-to-school scams, say consumer protection experts. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The new garbage cans and recycling bins along Rice Lake's new downtown Main Street have been overflowing and getting complaints from residents, but it's not clear who is responsible for emptying them. Republic Services emptied the street-side cans for the city in the past, but they cannot empty the new ones with their equipment. Rice Lake City Planner Sean Murphy said the city is aware of the issue, but no one is currently assigned the responsibility. Jody Bunnell with the Rice Lake Main Street Association said city officials claimed the association was assigned the duty without being consulted, and it's not a task the sparsely staffed organization is equipped to handle. Murphy said the city is looking into solutions for removing the refuse. After 22-year-old Ashley Janish was found safe in a motel room in Minnesota, one may wonder the circumstances in which she ended up there. But Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said there was no suspicion of criminal activity. After Janish walked away from her group home late Sunday, she was given a ride by a Good Samaritan who paid for a motel room in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Janish then left Monday evening, and another person bought her a room in North Branch, Minnesota, where she was later found after a tip was reported to police. A master showman was named Thursday in Chippewa Falls. Amagronsky with details.
The Northern Wisconsin State Fair named their first ever master showman Thursday. The competition featured the top showmen from the junior dairy, swine, beef, and sheep shows. The four exhibitors were tasked with showing all four species. Morgan Hilger of Tilden, a member of the Woodmore 4-H Club, was the top swine showman and took home the high honor of master showman and a brand new belt buckle. She mentioned that she had some previous experience.
So I've shown dairy when I was younger. As early as I could show here, I show dairy, but that was quite a few years ago. I show beef and swine this year in the junior show. I have not shown sheep, so that was new for me.
Along with the Master Showman honor, Hilger had a memorable junior fair. She won Grand Champion Hog, as well as Reserve Champion Steer and Reserve Overall Heifer in the beef show. Hilger will be a senior this fall at Chippewa Falls McDonald. I'm Amber Gonski.
July is a reckless driving month, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is offering some tips to stay safe on the road. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The DOT says don't speed, avoid distractions, and drive courteously. The agency reminds residents reckless driving is illegal in Wisconsin, and if someone is seriously injured in a reckless driving crash, the driver could face up to 6 years in prison and $10,000 in fines. If someone sees a reckless driver, they should adjust their driving appropriately and call law enforcement if they believe another driver is harassing them. According to the DOT, in 2023, there were over 5,500 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. More than 3,000 people were injured, and 137 people were killed by a reckless driver. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Be careful of back-to-school deals that seem too good to be true. Raymond Newport says class is in session.
Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says social media feeds are the target for the scammers.
They send fake ads claiming to be trusted businesses like Amazon and those big box stores. And these ads offer amazing deals and low prices, but they lead shoppers to a nearly identical copy of a seller's website that's meant to steal your money and personal data.
As always, Reinen says you should be wary of unsolicited ads or coupons in your media feeds and use trusted websites and stores directly. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has a new survey to gauge the health of moms and their babies. Robin Colbert has the story.
It's called the Maternal and Child Health Survey. The idea? To see what moms and their babies need so the agency can focus its public health efforts. They're looking for feedback on a number of topics like prenatal care, access to health care, maternal mental health, child and infant health, and community resources. The survey can be found online at the Wisconsin Department of Health's website. It's open until September. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.